So let's turn our attention to Trump and trade. Here's a bit from the Trump campaign website.
Some people have said that my policies on trade will lead to a trade war. Well, I guess when you think about it, we're already in one. We're losing $500 billion a year to China. We're losing billions and billions to Japan and Vietnam and India. And Mexico is beating us both at the border, and they're beating us in trade.
For many of us, it's hard to make sense of campaign rhetoric and sound bites about complex trade topics. The World's Jason Margolis is on the economics beat for us this campaign season. Jason, first of all, what is Trump's plan on trade?
Well, Trump has a few major policy positions, and let's start with NAFTA. That's the North American Free Trade Agreement, which allows goods to flow freely between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And just to remind you, that came into effect in 1994. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's controversial, but we'll save that story for another day. Trump says he would renegotiate NAFTA and impose a 35% tariff. That's a fancy word for a tax on imports. And he would do that on Mexico. And then there's China. Trump says he would impose a 45% tariff on Chinese imports.
All right, break that down. What does that mean?
Okay, so let's say you buy a refrigerator from Mexico. Just for simplicity, let's say the refrigerator costs $100. Under Trump's plan, that refrigerator from Mexico now has a 35% tariff. So the refrigerator now costs $135, right? Mm-hmm. So the thinking behind the tax is that an American consumer would then go to the store and gravitate toward an American refrigerator because now it's cheaper than the Mexican one. Now, here's the problem. Mexico is going to retaliate, and our products going into Mexico are going to be slapped with a Mexican tariff. And then you have a trade war.
Right. So can a president just unilaterally change trade deals like NAFTA?
The short answer is no. A president needs congressional approval to do that. And that might be a very tough sell because Republican Party leaders Mitch McConnell in the Senate and Paul Ryan in the House, they're both big proponents of more free trade. And if the Democrats take control of the Senate, well, then it would make it even harder for a President Trump. But a president technically could simply withdraw from a treaty like NAFTA without Congress. But it's never happened, and it would almost certainly be challenged in the courts, and no one knows what would happen then.
So let's say a President Trump does what he says he will. What then?
Yeah. So I asked a bunch of economists about that. One of them is Lee Brandstetter at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He told me, you want to know what would happen if a President Trump could pull away from trade deals and levy high tariffs on our trading partners? He says this happened before in the late 1920s.
As the Great Depression began, Republicans reacted to economic weakness with a plan to raise tariffs on thousands of goods to levels exceeding 60%. Economists opposed it, and Henry Ford denounced it as economic stupidity. Democrats were more pro-trade, and they opposed the bill. But President Herbert Hoover, desperate to ensure his own reelection and wanting to curry favor with workers who were increasingly worried about an economic slowdown, signed the bill in 1930. History tells us what happened next.
The Great Depression happened next. That was a long time ago, though, Jason. Is that model still relevant?
Yes, it's still very relevant, and economists study that. But if you want a more recent example, Brandstetter says look at the Brexit vote, where a majority of Brits voted to pull away from the European Union.
Even before Brexit legally started, the British stock market took an immediate hit, the pound fell sharply, and the chances of a British recession have risen. Trump is advocating a far more complete repudiation of globalization than Brexit. If he gets Congress to back him, or even if he looks like he's going to get Congress to back him, Trumponomics would be Brexit on steroids, and the economic consequences would be far more dramatic.
Wow. So you said you spoke with several economists, Jason. Do the others agree with Brandstetter?
They do. They all said Brandstetter has it right. But when I was talking to Brandstetter, I said, well, people might hear this and think you're just a liberal academic. Now, after all, he did serve in the Obama administration, and here was his response.
I'm not a political actor. I am an economist, and the positions that I've described are about as close to sort of a universal truth as you can ever get a set of economists to agree on.
And in fact, Marco, one of President George W. Bush's chief economic advisors told the New York Times recently that there are a few things economists are unanimous about, but support of free trade comes pretty close.
Well, there's some unity. The World's Jason Margolis on the Economics Beat. Thanks for telling us about this.
Oh, you're welcome.